The Radio Today program with Broadcast Bionics. Innovative solutions for creative radio people.
Welcome to the Radio Today program for the first week of August 2017. I'm Trevor Down with Stu Clarkson and David Lloyd as always. We have news, we have some archive rarities, but first of all, it's Snatch of the Day. The Guardian's award-winning and chart-topping podcast Football Weekly has lost its presenter James Richardson and its producer Ben Green to a new operation called Muddy Knees Media. They're launching a new podcast next week under the name Totally Football. Now, when I first uploaded this show, they were saying that it would be available via Acast, but they've now asked me to say that the platform isn't yet confirmed, hence this update. Anyway, I've been talking to the man behind the Muddy Knees Consortium, sports writer and journalist, Ian McIntosh.
Broadcast Bionics, solutions for radio, sponsors the Radio Today programme.
So for many years, Ian, people have tried to make podcasts financially sustainable. Have you found the magic money tree?
Well, funnily enough, that was one of the easier parts of the process, because when you're dealing with people, the level of talent of James Richardson and Ben Green, it becomes quite obvious for everyone involved the potential of the project. So fortunately, we didn't have too many problems on that front.
Did you go to advertisers first, or did you go to Acast, the platform, and ask them to get involved with getting sponsors for you?
It was a direct approach to advertisers. That was always going to be our plan, to try and do things as much as possible under our own steam. Nothing's off the table in these early stages, but as much as possible, we want to retain autonomy, and that seems to be working well. We've two sponsors in already, and still pushing for more, and that will give us the strength for the main part of the project, which is to go on and make more pods.
So what we've known as Football Weekly is going to become Totally Football. Does that suggest that there's a lot of other Totally podcasts in the pipeline?
Well, the main part of the plan is to make a brand new football podcast hosted by James Richardson, and when he serves his notice period from The Guardian, produced by Ben Green. So that's sort of stage one of the plan, and to make that profitable with advertising, which it looks very likely that we're going to do. The second stage of the plan is then to kind of harness the power of that podcast, because we know the potential there. We know how excellent it can be. And then we want to move on and do other things. So initially, it will most likely be other sorts of football podcasts, more niche things like Football League podcast, or perhaps another Italian football show for Jimbo. It will be broadly advertiser-led, of course, but there's potential there to move on under the brand and actually move away from sport, maybe do a movies podcast. Jimbo's a big film buff. I know that Ben is a big fan of WWE and is very eager to move in that direction. So if we are able to bring in the sponsor, then that's something we can do. And of course, what we have is our own platform of what will hopefully be a very, very popular football podcast. Our own listeners there, and that's how we attract listeners for new pods. So hopefully it becomes sort of cyclical.
What people who work in this podcast area always grieve about when we meet at conferences is it's so hard to persuade advertisers and sponsors that these small numbers, and they are always small numbers compared to radio broadcasting, that these small numbers really do work for them, because they might be small, but they're a niche. What sort of conversations were you having with sponsors? Were they knocking at your door, or did you have to push hard?
We are finding more now than, say, in the last sort of 5 or 10 years, that podcasts have cut through now. You don't have to talk advertising people through the appeal of them, because they know it. Most of them are listening to podcasts. We're also getting to a stage, I always like to gauge the popularity of things by whether my parents are using them. And so now my parents are aware of podcasts and how they work and how they download. You think, okay, now we're definitely getting somewhere. But I think a lot of the same rules with radio apply, that the experience of listening to something is very personal, much more personal than television will ever be. And I think as long as you can create that kind of relationship between, you know, the people on the show and the listener, to have that intimacy, to have that that respect as well, then you really do draw upon the traditional principles of radio, just in this new sort of bite-sized downloadable format.
Now, one of the interesting things about Football Weekly is it's a bunch of blokes, normally blokes, and they're all journalists, so they know what they're talking about, but they're not practitioners. It's a style of sports journalism that I really like. But when you work in with some sports journalists, they say, no, this, you can't do this. You know, Five Live particularly, it's, we've got to find out what Graeme Lasso thinks because he used to play. We've got to find out what some old ref says, or, you know, what somebody who once won the European Cup with Man United in 68 thinks. They want it, as it were, from the horse's mouth. What do you think is the appeal of the kind of bunch of lads around the pub table?
I think it always depends on the personality. I mean, there are some very, very good journalists who you might not want to listen to over an extended period of time. Equally, there are some ex-footballers who are fantastically articulate, like Jamie Carragher, Gary Neville, and one to keep an eye on is David Preece, who's been doing a lot of work for Radio 5. So I think it's always about the character and the level of knowledge. One of the things I loved about the old show is that, I mean, I've been a football journalist for 10 years, and one of the things I loved about the old show was that every time I listened to it, I'd learn something. So you want that. And you want the kind of people on the show who aren't going to be drawn down to just, you know, firing out cliches and old tropes. You want a bit of imagination, a bit of style. But I've never thought that should be necessarily restricted just to journalists. It's always about just creating that chemistry and getting the right kind of characters from whatever background.
Ian, what does this tell us about The Guardian? You know those wonderful audio and video studios they've got at King's Place. Does this suggest that they haven't got the stomach for a fight to keep these kind of things in-house?
I don't think it's a question of that, and I certainly don't think it will turn into any kind of fight. I mean, The Guardian is a fantastic operation, and if the replacements that they have lined up are the ones that I've heard about, I think they'll do a very, very good show. And one of the lovely things about podcasts is it's not like ITV and BBC going head-to-head tea time on a Saturday evening. You know, you can listen to both. I'll be listening to both next season. And I think, you know, everyone on our side wishes their side, you know, the very best in the future. We're looking forward to having a very friendly rivalry.
Well, congratulations, Ian. You've pulled off the bake-off of the podcasting world.
I'll take that. Definitely, I'll take that.
Thank you very much for talking to the Radio Today programme, Ian McIntosh. Let's say hello to Stu, who's got this week's news.
Hello, yes, thank you, Trevor. This week, Sheffield community radio station Imam FM is not going to be going back on air. Ofcom has revoked its licence for an extremely serious breach of the broadcasting code. The service has been off air since the 4th of July, when Imam Media UK Limited's licence was suspended following the broadcast of more than 25 hours of lectures by an alleged Al-Qaeda leader. Ofcom said parts of the lectures by the radical American Muslim cleric were likely to encourage or incite crime or lead to disorder. Ofcom, meanwhile, has said no to a request from Muxcombe Mid and West Wales to extend its coverage area to include Swansea. The application was subject to a consultation, which received an objection from Switch Digital, the operator of the Swansea DAB multiplex. Radio 1's having a month of live music as part of the build-up to its 50th birthday at the end of September. Live Lounge Month will see performances every weekday starting on the 1st of September, with acts booked including Jay-Z, Harry Styles, Miley Cyrus, Foo Fighters and Pink. Meanwhile, the Radio 1 and 1 Extra editor Rachel Mallander is leaving the BBC after 20 years to join HarperCollins. Rachel, who used to be an on-air exec producer of the Chris Moyles Breakfast Show, is off to be group audio director for the publishing company. Footballer Joey Barton signed for TalkSport after being part of the station's team at the Euros last summer. The midfielder's joining for the season alongside Adrian Durham and Ray Parlour on Saturday afternoon's Matchday Live. He'll also be part of the Monday night kickoff show. And digital radio station Fun Kids is claiming the title of World's Biggest Kids Podcaster as it launches another one all about reading. The children's station has 68 different podcast channels now, with over 2,000 episodes available in total. And there's lots more details about stuff going on in radio at radiotoday.co.uk.
Thank you, Stu. David Lloyd after this.
Your best content, shareable and discoverable on any platform. Oasis from Broadcast Bionics helps you build a closer relationship with your listeners. Welcome to the social studio at bionics.co.uk.
100 years of radio
with David Lloyd.
Radio Moments. It's a happy 10th anniversary this week to Gold.
So that'll do it for me for today. And in fact, we won't be here to say goodbye in future because David Andrews is going to be taking over next week. This particular shift that I've been enjoying for the last 5 years, that's between 10 and 1 weekdays on Capital Gold. I'll be back tomorrow morning, though, in the company of Lowell Crane. That's with my OK Magazine First for Celebrity News program between 9 and 12 o'clock. Lowell Crane, my special guest. And then I'll be back on Monday morning with a brand new breakfast show with Erica North. That's between 6 and 10 weekday mornings. I'm going to have to get a new alarm clock.
Sympathy for the Devil. The Rolling Stones, Capital Gold. For the final time, I can say, Paul Coates Drive Time, 6.52. 8 to 7, Mike Sweeney takes over the show. On Gold, the new Classic Hits Network, which begins in like 8 minutes' time. Soul Spectrum and Greg Edwards, it kicks off. Listen,
Hi, I'm Greg Edwards, and welcome to Gold, the UK's newest classic hits radio network, created by the merger of Capital Gold and Classic Gold Networks. We hope to offer you something new and exciting, as well as playing the widest breadth of the greatest songs from the last 5 decades. Gold will entertain you with a variety of specialist music shows, exclusive interviews, special guest DJs, and VIP gigs. So let's get the soul party started with Cherilyn. Gold. Where it's all about the music.
The start of Gold properly this week in 2007 as GCAP brought together its Classic Gold and Capital Gold networks. And of course, many of those stations in those two AM networks have been known as all sorts of other things too.
This is a test transmission for Fortune 1458, a brand new radio station based in Manchester.
Greatest hits of all time, WABC.
Indulgent nod to the origins of some of the AM stations which were subsumed into Gold this week 10 years ago. Radio 2 now is huge, and it, and indeed Radio 1, descended from the Light programme, which began this week in 1945.
Good morning, everyone. This is the BBC Light programme on wavelengths of 1,500 and 261 metres. It's the first time we've said those words, BBC Light programme, which we hope are going to mean for you now and in the days to come all that is best in radio entertainment from 9 o'clock in the morning to midnight.
OK, and what happens now?
Now I'm handing over the microphone to a colleague who will bring you the news.
Japanese warships damaged in Tuesday's big carrier ball attacks on the Inland Sea.
The Light programme is rightly famous for its comedy.
A right son of a gun!
And also programmes like Family Favourites, which was to last well into its Radio 2 days.
It's such a pretty song, but it makes me burn up! It'd serve him right if the next day he hadn't got a clean sock, and there was nothing in the fridge, and her hair was straight because she didn't put the curlers in. Anyway, it's a very pretty song by Jack Jones for wives and lovers. Now, calm down, makeup. Yes, this one comes from Sherborne in Dorset, and it goes to Staff Sergeant Codling with his regiment in Paderborn and his wife Pat.
Whatever happened to the "this one goes out to" business? We really need to bring that back. Some names which will become rather familiar were heard on the Light programme, including a rather posher David Hamilton.
And I must say it's very nice to be with you once again. Today we're featuring 11 new records, all released this week. 8 new singles, 3 LPs. So, with a majority of singles, here's a single by The Majority.
David tells me you had to do links like that back then. If ever you needed something to illustrate how the Light programme was really being tested as a rather too catch-all service by the late 60s, have a listen to this.
This afternoon's weather, showery in most places, but there'll be some bright intervals in northern Britain. Another bright interval right now with Tony Blackburn.
Thank you very much, and back to the music with Pink Floyd. See Emily Flynn, of course, it comes from Pink Floyd. Actually, my mother loves that one. It's very annoying, actually, because I work on the radio, and she's a television addict. In fact, she's the
two broadcasting styles collide in the dying days of the BBC Light programme, which began this week in 1945. Great producers are worth their weight in gold. Imagine producing someone as independently minded as John Peel. John Walters did from 1969, and he was also a broadcaster in his own right. John Walters died this week, 16 years ago.
And then every Saturday on Junior Choice, Uncle Mac would have to do Sparky's magic piano. He'd just sit down at the piano, Sparky, and the piano would say, "Oh, you'll play anything you ask me to play." Which was sort of like early synth. God, I don't know how they did it. Perhaps it was a talking piano. If it was, I wanted it. I'd like to sit down and go, bling, blong, ding, ding, ling, bong.
John Walters, 1993 now, and Dr. Fox takes over the commercial radio chart.
In the chart today, 7 new songs, 10 climb up, 19 slip, 14 budge. The top 10 goes like this. No change at 10, Mariah Carey, Dream Lover. It was Nirvana at 9, Heart-Shaped Box. At 8, 2 Unlimited Faces. At 7, Radiohead Creep, the highest new entry. At 6, Billy Joel, River of Dreams. 5, SWV right here. 4, Billy McLean.
It's going to be rebranded. Pepsi were taking over, an amazing God-given sponsor. And instead of Nescafe, which didn't really go do anything with what was the connection between Nescafe and music, nothing really. Suddenly we had a sponsor on board who everyone knew was associated with music because they had sponsored big acts like Michael Jackson and Tina Turner, and music was one of their things. So suddenly to sponsor the chart was a logical step. It was a cool brand. The adverts were cool. It just fitted everything we were doing. And as a sort of young, thrusting DJ, and I was now 32 years of age, taking over the chart was amazing.
How about a picture of you as well, mate?
All right, we'll sort that out. Thanks so much for listening.
Cheers.
Those were the days, weren't they, when listeners asked for photographs of you and you had to post them out, didn't you? Neil Fox, who began on the network chart 24 years ago. It's now the big top 40. So, with the final David Jacobs show on Radio 2 4 years ago...
And that, I'm afraid, brings to an end the David Jacobs collection, which I've been presenting now for many years.
Atlantic 252 starting its test transmissions 28 years ago on Long Wave.
If you'd like to help us find out just where we can be heard, you can call us now from anywhere in the UK on...
And the death of Mike Smith 3 years ago.
There was so much that you wanted to do then that you couldn't do because of the rules.
Those are this week's Radio Moments. Radio
Moments! Well, that's your lot for this week. This has been a TDC production, live from a hotel in the East Midlands. Our thanks to Ian McIntosh, Stu Clarkson and David Lloyd, and of course you for listening. See you next week. Ta-da.
The Radio Today programme with Broadcast Bionics, creating and distributing clever software for radio.